Something that is really bugging me right now is the subject of our inheritance, both in this life and the life to come. Jesus and Paul both spoke about it. To inherit something is to come into something you haven't earned. We haven't worked for it, like receiving a wage or a salary, but we have to have a certain kind of lens to see it. And today I want to explore a couple of things about it. First and probably most important thing is that there is a cost to receiving and walking in it, and it most often has to do with attitudes and behaviour. It's the inner life. It can be lost or traded through behaviour. God's not a withholder, but he does have certain requirements of us. He created us moral beings and he's restoring that virtue to us. We cannot use the liberty we have in Christ as an occasion to sin. Please understand, he is not consumed with sin, but with inheritance. He wants us to inherit. We have to get top sides of the old man and live in the new, because it's in the new that we find our inheritance. A corpse is beyond inheriting anything. You remember the corpse, of course. We spoke about it before. Galatians 2, 19 to 21 in the Message. Indeed, I have been crucified with Christ. My ego is no longer central. It's no longer important that I appear righteous before you or have your good opinion, and I'm no longer driven to impress God. Christ lives in me. The life you see me living is not mine. It's lived by faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me, and I'm not going back on that. But the choice will be ours. For many years we have received what I call a crossless Christianity. Come to Jesus and get blessed. And no change is required of you. You can stay exactly as you are and receive all the benefits. To a certain extent, that is true. Salvation is by grace alone, not works. But when we come to look at inheritance, we look at it as a completely different animal, where changes will be required in order to qualify for the fullness of what's on offer. We looked at those two lists, didn't we? Paul says of them, those who continue to do those things cannot inherit the kingdom. It's clear there. In these days, Father is requiring us to come back to his word and begin to live our lives in accordance with it. Change is here to stay. Prayer is perhaps a very simple example. 1 John 5, 14 and 15 in the New International Version says this. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we've asked of him. And the key words here are according to his will. That means seeking him to find out what he wants to do and then asking him to do it. What he wants to do, you need to remember, may not always be, in fact it often won't be, what you want in the matter, but what he wants. It's called lordship. This is why I got you to make him Lord as well as Saviour earlier on. You really cannot have one without the other. So just on that simple issue, how is it working out for you? Do you get 100% answers to prayer because you always seek him on how to pray? Or would your view be that he doesn't answer prayer? You can beat the dust out the carpet until you're blue, beloved of God, but you're not doing it according to the Maker's instruction, so you won't see the answer. It's a sobering thought, but necessary at this point, I think, and I'll leave it with you.